She woke up in a graveyard. Cold ground at Fetro at Stone, no idea how she got there. The moon was full, hung low, like an eye, watching.
No one around, just fog. And something breathing behind the trees.
Her name was Mara. This wasn't a dream. She just didn't know that yet. The statues were watching her. One of them had moved.
She said,
"Hello."
Bad idea. She found a church. Empty. Too quiet. It didn't feel abandoned. It felt like something was hiding, just out of sight. An eerie feeling gripped her, faint, but creeping.
Was she hallucinating?
The statues, their eyes felt alive. This place, this ancient church, held its breath. Something was wrong. Very wrong. Then she saw it. The mirror, alone on the altar, cracked like a wound. She leaned in, and her reflection smiled first.
It sees you now. It knows. You are not alone.
She heard the reflection speak, and she ran. Bolted from the church, heart hammering, out the side door, into the fog. She found a boy, chalk in hand, drawing symbols on the stones.
Sad? Don't talk. Don't look at it. It takes your voice first.
She blinked and he was gone. She found an altar. Candles burned low. Animal skulls and wax had melted into shapes, like reaching hands frozen. An old voodoo book lay there. Something bulged between its pages, a picture trying to crawl out. She picked it up. It was her. Her face twisted, scarred. Eyes hollow like something had emptied her. On the back, scrawled in faded red. The only way out is to forget. But it won't forget you.
It was back, in the woods now, the ghostly mirror. Just standing like it had grown there. The glass shimmered. Her reflection blinked first. It said,
"Let me take your place. You'll wake up. I'll stay."
It didn't answer. Just reached for a stone and smashed it before it could smile.
She kept running through fog and twisted trees. Then she saw it, an old house, half swallowed by the forest. A light flickered inside. A door slightly open, it looked like home but felt wrong. She heard a voice, same boy.
"You should have taken the deal."
It wasn't Eli. Just skin, stretched over something else. She stepped through the only door left open. Not because it felt just less dangerous than the demon what followed her. There was no bottom. Just the feeling that something was waiting below.
"You okay, honey?"
"Yeah, Mom." "Maybe it was a nightmare. One crazy one."
But something stayed behind. Or maybe...